helping us file this lawsuit, I think really speaks.
When you don't know how to rock and roll on the peg, check out 95.9 FM, which is CKUW. All right.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to celebrate the extraordinary life of Ella Jenkins, the first lady of children's music. We'll learn about her life through her own words, songs, and from the people who knew and loved her and were deeply influenced by her work. Our show is full of Ella Jenkins songs from across her lifespan, and we hope you'll join us in singing along with Ella. It's pretty irresistible. Ella Jenkins continues to teach children around the world how to sing, dance, and make rhythms and rhymes through her nearly 40 recordings. Learn along with Ella Jenkins and stay tuned for the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
What has 40 feet and sings?
I don't know what.
A school choir.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Hello. 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 How are you? I'm fine.
Girls and boys, how are you?
Fine.
Well, I'm glad that you are fine because we're going to sing a lot of different kinds of songs today. We're going to make many different kinds of rhythms and learn a lot of rhymes.
That's Ella Jenkins, and she's right. That's what we're going to do today on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and on our show today, we are going to spend the hour honoring and celebrating the first lady of children's music, Ella Jenkins. She died at the age of 100 years old in her hometown of Chicago on November 9th, 2024. You certainly have heard Ella Jenkins on the Children's Hour, but you might also have seen her on Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I remember when I was about 5 years old, we used to have recess, and in our schoolyard, some of the 6th and 7th, 8th graders were doing some pretty fancy rhythms, and I forgot sometimes where my head was, where my shoulders were, but we did something like this. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Try it with me. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, head and shoulders, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Now let's sing it. Oh. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, head and shoulders, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Knees and ankles,
knees and ankles, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Knees and ankles, baby,
1, 2, 3.
Knees and ankles, knees and ankles,
knees and ankles, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Ankles and toes,
ankles and toes, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Ankles and toes,
baby, 1, 2, 3.
Ankles and toes, ankles and toes,
uh-oh,
ankles and toes,
baby, 1, 2, 3. And the way we used to end it was like this. That's all, baby, 1, 2, 3.
That's all,
baby, 1, 2, 3.
That's all, that's all, that's all, baby, 1, 2, 3.
And that is all. It's time for us to get to the school to do our work with the children.
Okay, fine. Good seeing you again.
Where are you going now?
We're going over to one of the schools and the neighborhood schools and share some of these rhythms with them.
Oh, so you teach in the schools too. Oh, thanks for coming.
Good seeing you again.
It's always great to be with you, Ella. Thank you, Chuck. Bye-bye.
Today on the Children's Hour, we're going to explore the extraordinary life of Ella Jenkins. We'll learn from the people who knew her, loved her, and who are carrying on her legacy in their own lives. We'll also hear from Ella herself, taken from her recordings and from her documentary. I grew up learning with Ella Jenkins, and maybe you did too. Sing along with us today on the Children's Hour. You can follow our playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode, Ella Jenkins.
Did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Oh, what did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you milk her like you should?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how did you milk her?
Swish, swish, swish.
How did you milk her?
Swish, swish, swish.
Did my cow get sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she covered with tick?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did she die?
Mm-mm-mm.
How did she die?
Mm-mm-mm.
Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did it come?
Flop, flop, flop.
How did it come?
Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about the extraordinary life of Ella Jenkins. She's the first lady of children's music. Ella Jenkins was born in St. Louis, Missouri on August 6, 1924, but her family moved to Chicago and she grew up on the south side of that city. Music was an incredibly important part of Ella's life.
People used to sing a lot more than they do today. And I remember when sometimes families got together around pianos or around a guitar and... Some people would sit on the floor, and people got together and did more singing than they do now. And if you had a piano in your home, you could really do a lot of things around that.
Ella Jenkins played many instruments, but there was one that was her favorite.
I had an uncle that was a man that my... mother's sister was married to, and his name is Floyd Johnson, and we call him Uncle Flood, you know. And he came from Little Rock, you know, in Arkansas. After he worked and whatnot, then he had his dinner, he would settle down into one of the rooms and play his harmonica. So, but I just listened. I didn't have any formal lessons, but I used to listen to him play, because he played just about every day or either every night, you know. On the harmonica, it was only a matter of just hearing what the sounds that I heard. I tried to imitate, and then pretty soon I kind of created some of my own things, too.
When people ask me who I am, I tell them this. My mother was from Mississippi, and my father was from Alabama. I tell them this. My brother was born in St. Louis, and so was I. We both liked school, and my mother's apple pie. My Uncle Flood from Louisiana played the harmonica blues, and my Aunt Willie Mae bought me a pair of Buster Brown shoes. I grew up in Chicago in a South Side neighborhood, and I visited my neighbors whenever I could. I graduated from high school and from college, too. Then I soon found out there were many things I could do. Now I'm a singer of folk songs, and I enjoy it a lot. But I had to work hard for all that I've got.
Wading in the water, wading in the water, wading in the water.
Water. gonna trouble these waters. See that band all dressed in white.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
Looks like a band of the Israelites.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters. Wading in the water. Wading in the water, children. Wading in the water. Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
See that band all dressed in red.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
Looks like a band that Moses led.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters. Wading in the water. Wading in the water, children. Wading in the water. Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
My Lord delivered all day, he washed all night, he washed till his hands were sore. He washed all day, he washed all night, till he couldn't wash him no more. Hey, man went down to the river, a man went down to the river, Lord, a man went down to the river, he went down there.
Waiting in the Water is Ella Jenkins right here on the Children's Hour, where we're paying tribute to the first lady of children's music, Ella Jenkins, who passed away on November 9th, 2024, at the age of 100. Kids everywhere learn about culture and different languages through the rhythms and rhymes and songs of people from around the world through Ella Jenkins' recordings. She was a believer in tapping into your own cultural traditions to sing and find your inspiration, but also in learning from others.
Jumbo!
Jumbo
sana, jumbo.
Jumbo sana, jumbo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
children, hello.
Hello, children, hello.
The Swahili word for children is watoto. Let's hear you pronounce that.
Watoto.
Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Jumbo, watoto, jumbo.
Jumbo, watoto, jumbo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my good friends, hello. Sana jumbo,
jumbo sana jumbo,
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 jumbo sana jumbo,
jumbo sana jumbo.
And keep that going. Jumbo sana jumbo, jumbo sana jumbo, jumbo.
We're learning about Ella Jenkins today on the Children's Hour. And after she graduated high school and worked for a while in the Wrigley's Gum Factory, she got her associate's degree from Wilson Junior College at home in Chicago. And then she went to San Francisco State College, graduating in 1951 with a degree in sociology. Upon returning home to Chicago, she became the program director for teenagers with the YWCA. And it was there that she found her calling.
When I was out at working at a camp, you know, a camp for girls and boys, and then we used to have a lot of folk singing there, and I had a lot of camp songs and what to share with the children. And sometimes the children who came there taught us songs too. So there were one or two camp songs that I learned from other people, and then pretty soon I started making up some songs myself, but becoming a camp song leader, that was always something, because they figured that you should really have the children singing as well, you know, as playing around and other things. So I became very much interested in music, and the next thing I knew, I was singing more songs and listening more. And then sometimes I'd just make up little tunes, and some of the tunes that I made up, people said, oh, I want to learn that song. Okay. So I had a little following. Singing.
Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya.
Let's all sing the last two verses.
Someone's dreaming, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's dreaming, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's dreaming, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Someone's laughing.
Someone's laughing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
And the last, here we go.
Come by here, my Lord.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
Children go where I send thee.
Children go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
One for the little bitty baby.
One for the little bitty baby.
Born from the African lady.
Born from the African lady.
Born, born.
Born, born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Mahalia Jackson was born.
Mahalia Jackson was born.
Louis Armstrong was born.
Louis Armstrong was born.
Bessie Smith was born.
Bessie Smith was born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Children go where I send thee.
Children go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
One for the little bitty baby.
One for the little bitty baby.
Born from the African lady.
Born from the African lady.
Born, 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 born.
Born, 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 born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Dr. King was born.
Dr. King was born.
Harriet Tubman was born.
Harriet Tubman was born.
Duke Ellington was born.
Duke Ellington was born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
That's Ella Jenkins with the Raymond School Children's Choir and the Glen Ellen Children's Chorus. Released in 1976 in honor of the United States Bicentennial, the release is called We Are America's Children. That's a Smithsonian Folkways release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're learning about the First Lady of Children's Music. And who better to explore Ella Jenkins with than Dan and Claudia Zanes, Grammy-nominated children's musicians whose lives have been deeply impacted by Ella's work.
She opened the door for all of us. Children's music specifically wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for Ella Jenkins.
And for me, I mean, I was raised in New Hampshire, and I feel very fortunate that just the inspiration that she was for me, to see someone who looked like me, to see someone who looked like one of my aunties, and to see her with her baritone making music with people in ways that I had never seen done before, it was truly an inspiration. One thing I'm very, very grateful for is We celebrated her 100th birthday back in August, and so many people were celebrating, blowing those candles out alongside with her. It just brings my heart tremendous joy to know that she was celebrated, that she was given her flowers to while she was alive, to be able to receive the gratitude and receive the love.
Ella Jenkins was, I think, the first place I ever heard anyone mention multicultural songs for children. Children's music is not the most glamorous field, but it's probably the most meaningful, probably the deepest, and in the way that we're able to impact people. She did it more than anyone.
Yeah, and I think for me, it also has me thinking about how a lot of times, especially kids in this generation, with music and their voice, finding their voice and comfort around singing and using their voice in that way. It's really inspiring as I listen to Ella Jenkins in my older years. The kids are so free, and there's something about her voice. She may not be the Beyoncé in the room, but she uses her voice in such a powerful way that invites people to want to sing with her. It's not about performance in a way. It really feels like this is what freedom sounds like. This is what collective community, like-mindedness sounds like. This is what healing sounds like. I mean, there's so much in the sounds that she creates. She just did something that was just so revolutionary to me. No matter what rooms she stepped in, she could get that whole place singing, whether or not you felt like you were a singer.
Dan and Claudia Zanes, thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour. What kind of advice do you think Ella Jenkins would want to give right now to everyone listening?
To keep on singing. This is just that reminder that we, in these times and all times, we need to collectively sing together. I just think it raises our frequency, and humanity does better as we sing together.
This is a tribute to Ella Jenkins, the first lady of children's music. We'll never know how many thousands of lives she touched with her songs, but we know she sure touched ours.
Ella Jenkins, you're always in our hearts. Thank you for your music and for your belief in us all.
Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race.
This race, hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race, 'cause I don't wanna run this race in vain. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't wanna run this race in vain. I don't want to run this race in vain. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't want to run this race in vain.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about Ella Jenkins. She had a wide range of friends. They were people her own age, people older, people younger, children. Everyone loved Ella, and Ella made everyone feel loved by her. Jason McGinnis and Maria McCullough are music educators who live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were dear friends of Ella Jenkins.
She's one of the most present people I've ever met. She's like totally with you when you're with her. You can see it in her eyes. Her eyes just glimmer and her soul just like comes through and she really sees you. So especially when a child walks into the room, all of her focus goes onto that child. And so I think when she's performing, she would keep things really simple and she was really present and paying attention to what is happening in the room and the needs of the people. And she could get people to open up and be vulnerable, children to open up and be vulnerable to her in a way because she was just so with them.
One, two, three, four. I wonder who's outside my door. One,
I couldn't
two,
believe how three, she could sit on the stage just clapping her hands or playing one, little two, claves three, and the whole four. Place would just be hanging on every door. Single thing one, that she said. And four. If she said, hey, sing along with this, there was not a moment of hesitation from the whole crowd to sing with her. Everybody was so into it, not just the children.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. So don't even try.
And it made it so that the whole listening experience, everybody pushed to like a really present moment. Because it wasn't a situation where the adults were kind of like looking at their watch or like waiting for things to be over while their kids are having a good time.
It's about everybody, everybody in the room. She left a lot of space by not filling the space. There was like a lot of space for everybody else. She really tapped into like a universal rhythm or something. She really tapped into rhythm. Rhythm and repetition is at the heart of a lot of her music. And she spoke a lot about rhythm. She just talked about how there's rhythm in everything. There's rhythm in a teapot. There's rhythm in, like, knocking on the door. So I think her songs, like, on a very human level, tapped into a rhythm that the rest of us could, like, join in with her. But you want to tell Katie about what you're holding?
Oh, this is one of Ella's ooks. One string is a little funny.
That's so cool. As you're playing the ukulele that Ella Jenkins herself played. You've been hearing the voices of Jason McGinnis and Maria McCullough. They're music educators in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and were dear, dear friends of Ella Jenkins.
Thank you.
This is Ella Jenkins, documentarian and friend Tim Farron, and I had the great privilege of working with Ella for about 10 years, the last 10 years of her life, a little more than that.
I love it being over here where this playground is because you can hear the sound of the children's voices sometimes.
Not only did she give and share everything that she found and curated for kids, but she absolutely got as much back from the kids that she shared with as she gave.
I would chant out something for them to chant back, and then some of them would introduce melodies or a line.
Keep going.
We exchange with one another and we learn from one another.
Kids always remained Ella's inspiration, and they helped her see the world in new ways over and over again.
I think it was partly because she never had kids herself, but she has become a mother-like figure for a number, many, many kids.
She was always thinking about how she could help relate the world to kids and what it meant to be a kid in today's world.
She's getting it into kids' minds that making music is not just for professionals. Music is ours, it's yours, and we can make it together.
That was a huge part of her gift.
To the Children's Hour Ella Jenkins Tribute. Find our full playlist and lots of links and more information at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. We'll be right back. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
Hi, gang. This is Bill Harley, and you are listening to The Children's Hour.
Growing up, I actually didn't know Ella Jenkins. My dad had a huge record collection in our house, but it was all classical and jazz. But when I was in college, I started to sing for kids. And then when in my 20s, I realized singing for kids and telling stories was really what I was going to do. And then I started to pay attention. And I kind of found my way to Ella Jenkins' recordings. And I started to listen to them. And one of the things I learned from her and other people doing that right away was that a good song for kids has a good, simple melody that other people can sing and has also a strong sense of rhythm. And that was really, in some ways, Ella's strength. And also, it spoke to kids. And so I use that, you know. It was one of the things I learned from her. And it wasn't until years later that I actually saw her perform. And then I ended up doing some performances with her. And what I saw in her, in Ella right away, was that she treated young people with respect. And she expected something from kids. She knew that they had capabilities. And so she would often have all these kids come up on stage, which is always really dangerous. And she would give them these rhythm instruments, and then she would expect them to play them, and they would. She really didn't take much nonsense. She sang some silly songs, like all of us do, but she was not silly herself, and she didn't condescend and dress up fancy, and she was just who she was. And it was that I think kids and people responded to. And I always had this feeling from Ella, because she brought all this world of music from all over the world to show to kids, say, look, we all have these same things in common. And I always felt like when I heard or saw her sing a song, that you knew behind it there were 1,000 songs that she knew. So it was just like the tip of the iceberg of who Ella Jenkins was.
Once upon a time, there was a well-dressed man named Sam Slick'em Slack'em who lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Now, Sam Slick'em Slack'em had a big black cat named Tom Tick'em Tack'em, and Tom Tick'em Tack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slick'em Slack'em married a tiny, whiny wife named Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em. And Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em with her husband Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em. Now, Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em owned a smiling, speckled cow named Lulu Lick'em Lack'em. And Lulu Lick'em Lack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his tiny, whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em had two teeny-weeny twins named Look-Like'em and Think-Like'em Slack'em. And Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em with their father, Sam Slick'em Slack'em, and their mother, Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em, and their father's big black cat, Tom Tick'em Tack'em, and their mother's smiling speckled cow, Lulu Lick'em Lack'em. Now, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his family lived in a tall, cozy castle named Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em. And Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em was right in the center of the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, the Slick'em Slack'em family was greatly surrounded by numerous nosy neighbors named the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums. And the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Now, the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums were never very nice to the Slick'em Slack'ems, so the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums played jokes on the Slick'em Slack'ems, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums poked fun at the Slick'em Slack'ems, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums made up all kinds of stories about the Slick'em Slack'ems. So, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lick'em Lack'em and their two teeny weeny twins Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em went into their tall cozy castle Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em and bolted the door and never ever came out again. But Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lick'em Lack'em and their two teeny weeny twins Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em had no need of anything in their tall cozy castle Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em, because a long time ago, Sam Slick'em Slack'em knew a famous fun-loving magician named John Jump'em Jack'em, and he lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, John Jump'em Jack'em had given Sam Slick'em Slack'em a marvelous musical magical bell called Never Ever Lack'em, and its ting-a-ling-ling could bring almost anything. So,
Sam Sickum Sackum and his big black cat Tom Tickum Tackum and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meekum Mackum Sackum and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lickum Lackum, their two teeny weeny twins look like him and think like him Sackum, dwelled in peace and plenty in their tall cozy castle, old steep stickum stackum, in the world of Wickum Whackum. Huh?
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hody, 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 ho.
Hody, 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 ho.
Heedy, heedy, he.
Heedy, heedy, he.
Hody, ho.
Holy ho.
Yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey ho.
Of the hidey ho.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Holy, holy, holy ho.
Holy, holy, holy ho.
Heedy, he.
Heedy, he.
Holy ho.
Holy ho.
Yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey ho.
Of the hidey ho.
La 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 la
la. La 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 la.
La la la
la la. La la
da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Da da da.
Da da da.
Dee da da dum.
Dee da da dum.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Dee dee.
Dee dee.
Dee 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 dee
dee. Dee 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 dee.
Hi hi.
Hi hi.
Holy ho.
Holy ho.
Yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey ho.
Of the hidey ho.
Hidey, hidey, hi.
Hidey, hidey, hi.
Hidey, hidey, ho.
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 That's Ella Jenkins from Jumbo and other call and response songs. Before that, an Ella Jenkins story told by Bill Harley. That's from a release called Celebration, a tribute to Ella Jenkins. And this is our tribute to Ella Jenkins here on the Children's Hour. You can find our website with links and photos and much more information at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. Ella Jenkins was a trailblazing musician. She was a beloved figure in children's music, known as the First Lady of Children's Music. She recorded 39 albums and introduced kids to the joy of singing and learning about different cultures. Her music featured themes of diversity, inclusion, and they often incorporated call and response, rhymes, and songs in multiple languages. Although she never had children of her own, her work touched the lives of countless kids around the world, leaving a legacy of joy and learning. She was born in St. Louis, Missouri on August 6, 1924, and she was raised on the south side of Chicago in a close-knit community. Her father died when she was young, and she was raised by her mother, a single parent, who worked tirelessly to support their family. Ella's love for music began in childhood, inspired by the sounds of gospel, jazz, and blues. And despite not having children, Ella dedicated her life to making the world better for young people through her music. She passed away at the age of 100 on November 9, 2024. But her legacy continues in classrooms and homes around the world where her music is still celebrated.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
You'll play a tune.
Play a tune together. You play a tune and I'll play a tune.
Boys, I used to live right across the street from a church in one of the Southside neighborhoods. I didn't attend this church, but I heard a lot of good music that came from the church. They had a big loudspeaker right in front of the church. And one of the songs that I used to hear was this. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, walking in Jerusalem just like John. If you get there before I do, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Tell all my friends I'm coming too,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Never been to heaven, but I've been told,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
The streets up there are paved with gold,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
We're out of time for our Ella Jenkins special. Find our full playlist and more info at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Children, join in.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Now it's my turn. You can say hi to friends passing by. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You can say hi to friends passing by. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Sing it again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
You can say hello to people that you know. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You can say hello to people that you know. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus. A neighborhood is is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You sing it by yourselves.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing it together.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Jackie Fulton, and Thaniel Lentz. Thanks to Tim Farron for the clips from his Ella Jenkins documentary, Sing a Song Together. Many thanks to Bami Parak and Linda Blanchard, whose special support made this show possible.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
KUW 90.